Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, what's happening? How are you today? Tiki and Tierney, let's do it. We're coming to you live from the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience on this Friday around the country. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206. I know what I'm supposed to say out of the chute here.
Yes.
Kawhi!
Yeah, I'm supposed to get on the air, and we are, and maybe you will do this, we are supposed to, you know, speak in glowing platitudes as to how the Raptors, you know, performed on the road. Pivotal game. Really down big.
Yep,
down big.
Behind.
Down big.
Them. That's all the narratives that everybody's been saying all day.
All those things. Down 18-4 at 1 point in the first quarter. Down point, 10 points at the end of the first quarter.
I thought our prediction was going to be correct.
So did I. But what I'm supposed to say is not what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say is that I am truly as unenthusiastic. No?
Go ahead.
Bordering on apathetic.
Wow.
Which you've never heard me say pertaining to the NBA. Toward the rest of the NBA season as I've been in a long, long time.
Why?
Season's over. Bucks have no shot if they somehow come back and win two games. Raptors have no shot to beat the... This thing's a wrap.
Why do you think that? Here's why I would challenge it.
Wrap.
Kawhi Leonard is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. We've known it for a long time. We just kind of had kept it under the radar from when he first won that Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA. I forget what year that was, 2013 or 14, whatever the year it was. And then he started to develop a shot, so he became a shooter as well as a great defensive player. And then we started to put him in that MVP-type category. He never got one, even though he was in the conversation. But then he fell off because the Spurs controversy that went on 2 years ago or a season and a half ago, where he had the quad injury and he really wasn't being a team player or communicating with the team. We just kind of forgot about how good he was because we were caught up in the drama that was surrounding his career with Pop and the Spurs. But then he gets to Toronto, and again, we knew he was good, right? But he had, like, maintenance days. Like, what kind of star takes maintenance days? Mm-hmm. How much can we trust in Kawhi Leonard? But what we're seeing is the Kawhi that we should now remember how good he was and how good he was becoming. So in a theoretical vacuum, I'm going to say I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Golden State Warriors are going to maybe gentlemanly sweep whoever gets into the East, gets in from the East.
I don't even think they need Kevin Durant at this point. I really don't.
I don't either.
I really don't.
But isn't Kawhi Leonard giving you pause? Because he's elevating to that stage where he wills things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They didn't play well at all in the first half of this game. And on the road against the best team in basketball, at least by record, and certainly in the East, the Milwaukee Bucks, they found a way to come back and dominate. I mean, Kawhi was amazing. Not only did he score 35 points, but I read the stat, and I didn't realize it as I was watching it, but every one of his assists was a three-pointer. Like, it led to a three-pointer.
Uh-huh.
All nine of his assists led to three-pointers, which is crazy.
Wow. I didn't see that.
You give his score and all these things.
Every assist led to a three. Terrific. Warriors in five.
I mean, I'm sorry.
But, I can't hide. But
can't you doubt it just a little bit?
No. Listen, now here come the platitudes. Kawhi was masterful. Masterful. Freddie Van Vliet, you know, found this shot.
Have more babies, Freddie.
Yeah, keep pumping them out, you know? But here's the problem. And it was said on the broadcast. It was very quick. It was a very quick insertion. I wish that Reggie would have circled back to it or Marv, but based on the flow of the game at that point, they were unable. They didn't have a natural stoppage.
Yeah.
So that kind of keep going with the play-by-play. C-Wed said something really interesting. Giannis is beginning to craft his game, like mold and almost position his game around contact. Because in the eyes of C-Webb, and I don't disagree, he is very reticent to go to the free throw line for fear of being embarrassed.
Interesting.
I mean, if he doesn't miss it entirely with an air ball, he's cranking up bricks. How the hell is that? How does an MVP? Now, I know it wasn't like, you know, 6 for 30, but 4 for 9 is pitiful.
Yeah.
I could roll out right now with a dress shirt and do that with my eyes shut.
Well, that becomes.
How do you hit 4 out of 9 free throws?
It's interesting because that you make him a liability at the end of games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And here's the other thing with Giannis. And it's in stark contrast to Kawhi. Now, the problem with Kawhi is that they will have multiple defenders to that the Bucks don't. You know, whether it's Draymond trying to muscle them up for 6-7 minutes here, whether it's Clay, who's longer. You know, if the Raptors advance and they find a way to win one of these next two games here, I believe the Warriors win pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is somehow the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, watch Giannis. Like, and I said this. I've said this the last couple of days. If you can't shoot, you're not a star.
Yeah.
And even deeper than that, you watch him try to create, like as he dribbles, he gets sloppy.
Yeah, because he's not a natural ball handler like some of these other business.
He's a natural superstar.
Because he can score. Because he can score. Now, the problem is when you, like, we're talking about Kawhi on the offensive side. What Kawhi did defensively against Giannis was amazing. He's given away at least 3 inches, right? But what he did defensively, forcing him into the mid-range, to your point, BT, he's not good at, talking about Giannis. He can't make that shot, right? He shot a couple air balls from the mid-range, basically from the free throw extended. He's not that good of a shooter. So Kawhi is in his head offensively, but also on the defensive side as well. Look, this is why. And this is why I'm still, like, debating your initial thought that you're not engaged. You don't believe that either one of these teams have a chance.
No.
I would agree with you with the Bucks, right? Because Giannis can't be he can't score 50 against a great defender or a great defense. And that's what Toronto and Kawhi Leonard are doing right now. We know that's what Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors are going to do. So Milwaukee, I'm almost. Like, as much as I hate to say it, I don't believe in them right now, as crazy as it is. And up until a few games ago, I would have said, I absolutely believe in the Milwaukee Bucks. But what Toronto has been able to do to them, what Nick Nurse has been able to do to them in his first year as the head man, it's troubling if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan. But Toronto, there's something there,
oh,
man.
So now you're going to start convincing yourself that the Raptors have a chance to beat the Warriors when all April and May were saying the Raptors have no chance to beat the Warriors because they won one game against a team that's not as good as we thought they were.
There's something about Kawhi. It's something about Kawhi. You know what I mean? I don't want to believe that it's fate because I don't believe in that nonsense. You know what I mean? It's we were fated to win. That's why we were able to come back from 10 and, you know, and beat the Bucks at home. I don't believe that, but I do believe that Ujiri had a mindset when he put this team together, getting rid of really good players,
DeRozan,
like DeMar DeRozan, and getting a great player,
yes,
like Kyrie.
Heck yeah,
you know, even with the coach is proving to be. Probably the right call.
How could you? They're away from doing something they've never done in their entire existence.
Exactly. So I don't. So it's not fate, but it is. It's calculated, and it's working out. And I believe that. Like when a calculated decision that you scratched your head at the time, you're gonna go get Kawhi Leonard after he sat out the whole season with a quad injury, and get rid of one of your stalwarts, and ship him down to Houston, and to San Antonio, and then you're gonna fire your coach Dwayne Casey, who is really good.
Very good.
He won Coach of the Year.
Yes, he
right?
did.
And you fire him, and you bring in his assistant, so it's kind of the same system, but not really because you don't have the head man. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But then it starts to work.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to that, and especially because Kawhi is now playing 40-plus minutes, and he's balling despite being injured, limping around, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's on a different plane. So I have a belief there, even though I still think that this is the Warriors' year for a championship.
Good try. Honestly, it's a good effort. Good hustle. Honestly,
we still got 2 games left in the Eastern Conference.
It's
I can't
over.
Count
Just
out
get,
the
honestly,
season.
Honestly, get into the draft. It's over. This is over. The only intrigue that remains is, does Kevin Durant play another second for the Warriors? Mm-hmm. And then what happens with the draft? And when is Anthony Davis traded? Is he traded? Who's signing where? Listen, let's just for a moment push the Raptors. Let's push them into the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Steph Curry is going to devour Kyle Lowry. Devour him.
Great point.
All right. Draymond is going to, I said this before,
beat up Kawhi.
Yeah, the length of Clay will make it a little tougher for that mid-range shot that he's very adept at. And, you know, Draymond's toughness and defensive savviness will, you know, muscle him up and make him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and by the way, once you put Draymond on Siakam, Siakam's going to disappear. I mean, Siakam's not ready. Siakam's going to be a very good player, but he disappears in spurts. And, you know, it's been out there this entire series to see it, where he flashes and then he's gone. And then and that's what young kids do.
Yeah.
I get it. You're playing against grown men. He's not a grown man yet. He's going to be a star.
That didn't embolden you last night at all, you're saying.
Listen, if the Bucks, this is the irony. If the Bucks would have destroyed the Raptors like I thought they were last night, I thought this would be a relatively deep series when they started. I think I said the Bucks in six. You know, and I said last night they would cover the 7. I think I even said flippantly they'll be up like 32-17 at one point, and it was almost 32-17.
Yeah.
Like, this thing had traction to be a complete rout. If the Bucks delivered the rout, all right, and then they eventually won, whether it's Game 6 in Toronto or Game 7 back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, then I would have felt a little differently. But I got my answer last night about the Bucks, and I've been hinting at this now for the last 3 or 4 days. You cannot beat championship-worthy teams
mm-hmm.
where Giannis is right now at this stage of his development.
Yeah.
He cannot shoot. He is reluctant to shoot. He cannot create enough for my taste. He's sloppy with the basketball. He's a horrendous free-throw shooter. And listen, the other guys, Bledsoe's a bricklayer. I mean, Bledsoe, and they said it on the broadcast, the worst thing that happened to Bledsoe last night was he knocked down his first three. Because then he starts to think, oh, I am a good three-point shooter. No, you're not.
Yeah, you're right.
They're daring you to shoot that. What you're good at is getting to the rim because
mm-hmm.
you're strong and you're fast. So I think I overrated the Bucks a little bit. And while the Raptors are a terrific story, they're a second-class citizen to the Warriors. I'm sorry. It's over. It's a wrap. I'm not changing my mind.
Samter said it was over actually 8 months ago. He's probably right, but I'm trying to live in the moment.
855-212-4227, Tiki and Tierney Show. So if you disagree with my assertions and you line up my guy Tiki, Mr. Positive here a little bit, would love to hear. Convince me otherwise. Convince me. How do the Bucks?
I tried.
I'm talking to our audience okay. now. Maybe they have different powers, a different approach, a different view. And here's something else to consider. Based on where Kawhi is now, one win away from the NBA Finals, does he have his answer? Is his future, should his future lie in the East? Forget about the Clippers. Should he remain in Toronto? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way to save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm sorry to alert everybody. Trust me, I'm not in the business of being a downer. There's times when... You know, when we all hit that point of intercept, we can kind of go either way and kind of reach for the negative or try to grasp the positive. I'm a positive person. I want...
Generally speaking.
But I can't, not at this level, I can't offer contrived enthusiasm. Like, I've got to remain committed to my basketball, my inner mm-hmm. compass, my whatever acumen I subscribe, whatever I believe is my acumen, and everything that I know about basketball tells me this thing is an absolute wrap. It's over.
Yeah, I hate to think
it's
of
over.
It, but I hate to think of it that way. I think you're probably right because the Golden State Warriors are proving, even without one of the best players, not the best player in basketball, Kevin Durant, that they're as efficient, if not better, without him. So what makes me think that the Toronto Raptors or the Milwaukee Bucks are going to come in to Oracle and find a way to beat them or Golden State's going to actually go on the road.
Correct.
If the Milwaukee Bucks win it. But you know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. I don't see it.
The only hope is that they're incredibly rusty, yes, and you steal the first game.
Yes.
And then exactly. Maybe you get a series.
Exactly. And if you're the Raptors, that's very because it seems like the Raptors now have the advantage with a home game. They've stolen now home court because they got a chance to end this thing in six in Toronto. Mm-hmm. They'll have to go to Golden State.
Correct.
So it's unlikely that they're going to steal one on the road, but you never know. You never know.
I do like one thing I heard, and I wanted to play this for everybody. I do like this from Giannis, who, again, has a lot of work to do this summer. One thing that I've said a lot on the show is that I believe we're a little bit too quick to throw out the word great. Mm-hmm. I've said that, you know, your key line is, hey, why do I enjoy doing this?
Yep.
Because you what?
I want to see greatness.
Exactly.
And teams, individuals, etc.
Correct. The pursuit of greatness, mm-hmm, the actual touching of greatness, sustaining greatness, incredibly interesting aspects of sport. One thing that drives me nuts is the overusage of the word great. Mm-hmm. I just think people get, and again, sometimes you just say it without really meaning it, but sometimes you really, it's a mischaracterization of one's prowess. I mean, you could be really good, but you're not great. I don't believe Giannis is great. I'm sorry, I can't get, not
even
yet.
Even if he wins
not
the
yet.
MVP.
Doesn't matter.
They just
I'm not fooled by hardware. How could you be great in the modern NBA if you can't shoot?
Because despite his limitations as a player, and I agree, they are there, right? Because
every night
he doesn't dribble well.
Nope.
You watch him, it's like painful.
Choppy, right?
Yeah, you want him to be set up to do something great because mm-hmm, he almost can't do it himself, if that makes any sense. But he scores. He's athletically freakish.
Yep.
You know, he feels like he's got the right personality for that team and that locker room. Really, the fan base. So, and if he wins the MVP because how well he scores and how you know how he led this team to 61 wins on the season, the best in the NBA. I mean, he's got to be at least close to great, if not fully great. There are flaws, though, right? The free throw shooting—that's a big one, especially for a guy who who feels like a beefed up Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
If he could develop,
that's a good description,
right? Kevin Durant's game,
at least physically,
right?
Yeah.
And he would be amazing. He can't make the mid range jump shot.
He'll never have that touch. Kevin Durant's—I mean,
he doesn't have.
You're born with that,
but
think
he doesn't have a spot. Right,
uh-huh.
You know, we talk about KD. KD's so great because he knows his spot. It's
yep,
right there on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's gonna get there no matter whatever it takes. He's gonna get there, whether it's running through a bunch of screens or just saying I'm going to this spot and shooting over you. You know it's going down. Giannis doesn't have that, and I don't know if he can develop that. He's got to be within that 5 to 8 foot range before he has any kind of serious efficiency. So I think he's great in his own way,
mm-hmm,
and if he wins the MVP, that validates it in a lot of ways, but being great is different than being great enough to win a championship, and I think that's the distinction that we're getting to.
Fair. You know, I don't know. I don't want to split hairs, and I don't want to turn this into me knocking Giannis, mm-hmm, but I'm just, I really wanted to speak from the heart today, and again, I've been hinting at this for couple days now, and I've been bringing this up, and there was even something we put out on our Twitter account. We had a little clip from the show, as we always do, CBS Sports Network, the video, where if you don't get a chance to watch us on the simulcast, our great team will package something up,
yep,
whether it's a good debate between you and I, a good spot, an interview, whatever it might be. And that was one of the things we packaged and put out the other day, me criticizing Giannis for his limitations. I guess my point is, I don't know that you could be great if you have a glaring deficiency at something that is so important. Like, I don't think you could be a great talk show host,
mm-hmm,
if you are a poor interviewer.
Yes.
You could be a good talk show host, and eventually, although I think kind of interviewing is somewhat natural, much like touch, I don't think you can be a great pitcher to, branch out to the sporting sector if you can't locate the baseball in terms of, hitting your spot. I don't think you could be a great golfer if you can't putt. And I don't think you could be a great basketball player if you can't shoot. You could be incredibly exciting. There are nights where you will be great because you're not going to hit 0%.
Yeah.
Some nights they will drop, but over the course of 82 and over the course of a couple of months of the playoffs, you're going to be back to 25-28%. So that's not good enough.
So you're just trying to throw a huge bucket of cold water on Milwaukee Bucks fans who think they're going to win the MVP with their star, Giannis.
I don't think they're even thinking about the MVP right now. They're thinking about winning another game before their season ends.
But he could win the MVP. Telling this guy is amazing. He took you guys to heights you've never been at before, but he's not great.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
Come on.
I mean, that's pretty much what I'm saying, yes. Although, I do love this tone that Giannis struck post-game. And again, this tells you what's in his heart. Yep. And that's why I believe eventually he will cut the gap in terms of his inefficiency and will get a more reliable jump shot. Kid's got a lot of heart. I love what he said post-game.
In game five of that Celtics series, you saw the Celtics kind of fold. You guys got to leave.
No, we're not going to fold.
How do you know?
We're not going to fold, man. Come on, man. We best team in the league, man. We're not going to fold. We're going to go and go and give everything we got. We're not going to go there. And even they said, you know, they set a great tone and they come out and hit us in the mouth first. We can't fold. You know, we're going to come back to Milwaukee being pissed. Like, you cannot fold. You got to go out there and give everything you got. If we lose, we lose. Okay, cool. But we're not going to fold as a team. And that's not what we do.
Yeah, I don't think that there's an ounce of laziness in this young man's entire body.
Yeah, and he's still really young.
Yeah.
A guy who is already great, and I think you would co-sign this
Kawhi.
One for sure.
Yes, I would.
It's Kawhi.
Yes, I would. You know why? There's no glaring deficiencies.
None at all, and when and in a must-win, big-game moment, he's always been this way, right? And he goes, I'll reiterate what I said in the first segment. You forgot. Because of all the drama that surrounded him, he became a drama guy. It's like, does he play? You know, it's like, what's he doing? Where's he gonna be?
Uh-huh.
But he is special, man, and he's creating this legacy. And I hate to use that word, but Toronto's never been here like this, right?
Nope.
With actual belief that they're getting to the NBA Finals, and they believe it right now. Right, given stealing a game on the road against Milwaukee, now they're coming home. Maybe they win it there. It's gonna be raucous, right? In Toronto.
Oh my God!
Can you imagine that?
Oh.
and if they win and they go to the finals, it's because of Kawhi. Like usually, you can say, "Well, this guy did this, and this guy did this, and this guy continued to
Powell
do this."
Yeah, Powell had his moments, Lowry was 10 for 10 the other night for the free throw. But it's Kawhi
because of Kawhi. 100%. He is the glaring difference between what we've seen over the last 5 years with the Toronto Raptors and this team that's about to make the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
and if that's the case, and you're Kawhi Leonard, and people are chirping in your ear, "Hey, Kawhi. The Clippers, man, you would be amazing there," right? Or, "Hey, Kawhi, you know, the Lakers," or, "Hey, wherever," right? Wherever you else you want to send him, mostly in the Western Conference. Doesn't it make the most sense for him to stay exactly where he is?
In terms of a most direct path to the finals?
Well, going forward.
Yep.
But also, we talk about, like, this KD desire to have his place where he builds his thing. Toronto feels like that place for Kawhi if he gets to the finals this year.
It's a big difference, though. Kawhi already did it. He already won a championship.
But it wasn't his.
He was the guy. He was the guy.
But he's not the first guy that jumps off your mind in San Antonio.
No, because they have multiple championships. But I think sometimes, you know, as the years pile up, it's a little tough to distinguish, you know, for the average fan to get that separation. Wait, was that? Okay, so David Robinson was here, and
you're
then
right.
Tim Duncan was drafted.
You're
then
right.
You had this guy, and Avery Johnson was still, yeah.
Like, who was the big you know, the big winner in that series? Was it Kawhi? Who was it?
Yeah. But the last Spurs championship, it was Kawhi.
Yeah,
it was Kawhi.
It was, but then he had a falling out, and they boo him when he goes down there.
Hey, that's okay.
I'm just telling you.
He does have a little villainous. I don't blame him, by the way.
Of course not.
If I was a Spurs fan, I'd boo him as well.
Yeah, but is Kawhi owning the San Antonio Spurs right now? That's the answer is no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I don't think this is Kawhi's not the same kind. He doesn't, his fuel is not the same motivation like a KD. Right?
It seems like it's totally different.
It's probably
completely inward and he's thinking the same thing.
But it's
and
not.
It just never emits, which I don't believe.
I think
he's
the antithesis of what KD does or what drives KD in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
At least the way he internalizes it. So if he gets to the finals with Toronto.
Yep.
And I mean, even if they get close, even if they win a game or two, think how revered he's going to be in Toronto.
Oh, dude, I get it.
And how right it will feel in Toronto.
I mean, you're talking like Joe Carter territory.
Yes.
You're talking, you know, Toronto Maple Leaf territory. You know, I mean, you're talking some pretty rarefied territory.
I wonder, Samter, you could find this out. The Raptors or jersey sale, Kawhi jersey sales, like the Raptor jersey sales.
I like the North one. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they had to get rid of that dinosaur.
Kawhi Leonard.
That little baby dinosaur. Barney from back in the like Stoudemire.
That's what I always thought it felt like. I was like, that's the baby Barney.
That wasn't
man.
A good one.
Baby Barney's not cool. But the Kawhi jersey sales.
Yeah.
I wonder what Toronto, the Raptors.
The thing about that is, I mean, I'd like Mike will get the answer at some point. I don't feel like the rest of, maybe I'm wrong, like NBA fans, are they motivated to go out and buy a Leonard? Not that it really matters outside of Toronto, I guess.
Yeah.
You buy your LeBron jerseys, you buy your Durant, you buy your Steph, you buy your, I'm sure wherever Anthony Davis winds up, whatever new town it is, whatever new city, you go out get those new jerseys.
Samter just said Kawhi was not top 15.
I didn't think so. That doesn't surprise me.
I mean,
personality helps sell the jersey.
True, but you think an entire country is jumping behind this guy right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe they're taking a wait-and-see approach. Maybe they really feel that it's a rental.
Yeah.
And they're like, right. You know what? You sign, we'll get it. I don't know. Oh, man. God, I wish the season wasn't over. 1-855-212. What a shame. 4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Ah, maybe some challenges. We'll get some phone calls coming up in a bit. We have inbounds, out of bounds as well. Axe update, little afternoon baseball. And our buddy Schwarber put one into orbit about 460 feet into the wind. Axe got the update right now. Here's Rich Acker.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, phones are lit. We'll get them here in a second on Tiki and Tierney. Time to ask the pros, where we give you a chance to ask us anything you want, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tweet us at CBS Sports Radio.
I got a question. How
yes,
wrong
Tiki,
is
what's
BT
up,
about
Tiki?
Kawhi and the Toronto Raptors in the finals?
Send the tweet in. Maybe I'll answer you, buddy. Just send it to at CBS Sports Radio Tiki. Use the hashtag Ask the Pros. Stick around. Listen later on. We'll answer the best one. The more compelling ones will obviously get thrown to the top of the list. So you make us think. Good chance we'll get around to it. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs. Guarantee low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. On this pre-Memorial Day Friday, the symbolic start of summer, which is awesome. Finally getting some decent weather, at least on the East Coast. Been sunny, which is really nice to see.
Yeah, it is. It's been great. Pool is open. Hopefully
the barber pool is officially open.
Officially open.
Tierney's don't have a pool.
It's probably cold as hell right now, but it's all good.
Did you go in yet?
No, haven't
not
even
yet.
Thought about it. Ah, it's too cold.
You know what? You know what? We're actually, this is ridiculous. We're thinking about getting a pool.
You have room.
No, we definitely have the room, but you know what I think we're going to get instead? And guess who's actually pushing this?
Who?
Jen.
What?
They were going to get a putting green back there.
Oh, God.
Serious. Put, like, some rocks and, yeah. Get the little short game nice and tight.
Take
you know?
These calls. I don't want to deal with your nonsense.
James is in Wisconsin, and James is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy, what's happening?
How we doing, guys?
Hey, Jim.
We're good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, not too bad. I was just calling because I heard you guys talking about Giannis and how is he a great player or not and all this, and you can't shoot from far and – I get that, but a lot of great players who couldn't shoot.
Such as?
Shaq.
Yeah,
okay. But Shaq didn't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Who
he
else?
He didn't have to, but does it matter how you score?
It doesn't.
Scoring.
It doesn't, but in game three, Giannis had 12 points because he got they locked down the paint, and all of a sudden he's got to be creative in order, because they want to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get him the ball. And then what's he do?
Well, and by the way, James, to answer you more directly, I do think it matters how you score in 2019. I don't think it necessarily mattered in 1978 or even 1985. I think it matters a lot more now. I truly do. Who else? Who else couldn't shoot that was a great player?
Well, I know a lot of big men can't shoot. I was a bigger man when I played. And, you know, I had a little jump shot. I mean, I'm almost 40 now, so I'm a little older and everything.
James, you should have learned the three-pointer. You'd still be playing, man. Come
stretch
on.
Those Achilles if you're still running up and down the court.
And
listen.
If I was about 7 inches taller, I'd probably still be playing too. So
that's a very good point. I appreciate your call, James. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Tiki just whacked him.
Just
hung up on him. Tiki was still talking to us here. All right, let's go to Toronto. Saheem, I believe is how you say it. Saheem. And Saheem is on Tiki and Tierney. Saheem, what's happening? How are you today?
All right, how you doing?
Awesome. We are good, man. What you got for us?
Good.
Did you buy a Kawhi Leonard jersey, by the way? You haven't, have you? You see, I heard that in the delay.
Not yet.
No, I haven't.
Are you supporting Drake? Do you like what Drake's doing?
Oh, of course.
You do? Yeah. Okay, just asking.
Of course.
Right, just asking. Go ahead.
I just have, so in regards to the Raptors' chances in the finals, if we get past the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thought that it's going to be, it seems like it's going to be just a sweep, right? I just happen to say this. We watched Kawhi against Golden State 2 years ago before when Zaza took him out.
Yeah, that's right.
The supporting cast he had with San Antonio was Aldridge.
Aging.
In other words,
it was aging.
Right. So my point is this Toronto team that Kawhi has, the supporting cast around Kawhi, I think is, I'd have to say, better than what he had when he went against Golden State last time. And last time, he was up by 20 points at like halftime.
I'll tell you how I would give you
a good thought. I didn't
the stamp on that statement. If I know that Marcus Gasol is going to play really good basketball for a couple of weeks,
yeah.
Because if Gasol,
which he has, good pay, I know,
but he's got to continue.
Yes.
Because then, if Gasol is a little spotty, I would challenge that assertion. I would say that in my opinion, the Spurs a couple of years back with Kawhi supporting cast is better than the supporting
cast. You know
what?
I forget.
Because Siakam's not there yet.
Yeah, true. And I forget about that game, like that series. Like it slips my mind sometimes. And I'm glad he reminded us of that. But they were up huge in that game. And
Paul Gasol was on that team, 35 or 36 years old.
And then he goes out with the ankle injury. The comeback was epic, and then, you know, it was a wrap from there. But you forget.
Yeah, a little bit. That blends in.
Kawhi was the catalyst that was besting the best team at the time in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Listen, he is. He's great.
I'm telling you. There's a catalyst nature to him that just makes everyone better. Nine assists. Let the 9 3-pointers.
Yeah, that's uncanny. Has that ever happened before?
I can't imagine every one of his assists. I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe a guy who had 4 assists, but to have almost 10, 9 assists. And if you missed it, Tiki said this, you know, 20, 30 minutes ago. Every assist, which was 9, was a 3-point shot,
which tells
that's
you
tremendous.
How terrified the Bucks are of Kawhi in the lane.
Yep.
So everybody collapses on him. Somebody's open, and they do their job and knock it down.
Van Vliet, you know, 20-something
right,
points, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry had a couple. I mean, you know, there you go. Looks like Rick up in Canada is prepared to be very optimistic, which is okay. I get it. Rick, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Do you have a Kawhi Leonard jersey?
Thanks for having me on there.
Do you have a Kawhi Leonard jersey?
You know what? I don't.
It's 0-2.
Come on.
0-2.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead, Rick.
So we're taking your answer with a grain of salt now, or your comment.
Oh, I know. That's just how it rolls.
But it's all good.
What part of Canada? Are you in Toronto?
I'm in Ottawa, so just down the road.
Yeah. Gotcha. I gotcha.
So I know we don't compare regular season stats to playoffs. It's a whole other ballgame. I get that. But if you do look back, man, the Raps have owned the Warriors this year twice.
Mm-hmm.
They played 2 games and they beat them twice.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
That's why I said you can't really compare.
Well, then why bring it up? I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing you. I'm trying to find.
You just can't write off the Raps. Like I believe we all believe because Canada believes that this is our time.
Yeah.
It's your time. It might Rick, hold on. It might be your time to get to the NBA Finals. It's not your time to win a championship. Let's not get nutty here. Come on, Rick.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know? You have no chance.
Why not, though?
Because the Warriors are 3 times as good as you guys are. That's why.
Depth and experience.
All right. Rick's going to lean on that. I got you.
Yeah, the regular season, it's just
thanks
too
for the
hard.
Call, Rick.
Yeah, I appreciate you. The motivation. Look, but if that's what the Toronto Raptors need in order to convince themselves that they can make it a series, then yeah. Look, do I think they're getting swept? No. But do I think the Warriors are the better team? I do. And especially
here we go.
if the bench – Which remember a couple of years ago we would have described as the best bench in basketball, led by Fred Van Vliet, who finally broke out of his shooting slump.
Yep.
7 of 44 he was, and I guess it was like worry about his wife, or I don't know if it's his wife, but his partner, and they had a baby. since his baby was born, BT, mm-hmm. he's 10 of 19.
Daddy got to put food on the table.
And 10 of 12 from three-point range.
That's tremendous.
That's unbelievable since his baby was born.
I know.
That's awesome. Keep popping them out, Freddie.
Well, he's not popping any. He's
contributing.
You know what I'm saying?
He's contributing.
Big time. All right. So, late November, this game was in Toronto. The Raptors won 131 to 128.
Late November.
Okay. Now, this is why you have to really check callers just to make. Steph Curry didn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
And it was late November.
Yes. Durant had 51. Wow. I don't think Draymond Green played either. Draymond Green didn't play either.
Yeah.
Come on. So Curry and Draymond didn't play.
That game has no bearing.
Come on. I mean, Andre Iguodala, God bless him, played almost 40 minutes.
Yeah. At that game,
Jurepko played 33. Looney. About, I mean, these guys have been pretty good. But
what about the other game?
I'm going to have to find that. I'll look for that after. I'm sure there's a little deeper in the season. I'll find it for you. Damian's in Brooklyn, and Damian is on Tiki and Tierney. Damian, what's going on, man? How are you today?
Hey, boys, how you doing?
You're good, man.
I wanted to back Tiki up on something from the other day. He was talking about the Raptors and when Drake got on the court.
Drake,
and everything.
Yes. You know,
he must have some involvement.
He has to, right?
He actually does.
What is it? Do you know?
I found an article on Sports Pro Media that he had netted a deal a couple of months ago with his – he has a label called OVO Sounds, and he has a deal with them. He has the naming rights to their training center. And his logo's on all their jerseys, the practice jerseys.
Ah, see, I knew it had something deeper than that. He's probably hanging around the practice facility like, hey, Nick, I got this party going on down at the crib. Why don't you come out? So when he jumps on the court and rubs his shoulders, I mean, it's all good.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me at all. You don't get upset about that, do you, Damian? You don't mind
that. No, I don't. It doesn't bother me. I have a strong feeling that he's a solid partner. He has enough money.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because he's been – we forget how long he's been part of it. Hey, thank you, Damian. I appreciate that intel because I didn't know – I've seen that logo on their jerseys in the practice jerseys, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
OVO Sounds.
All right.
That's interesting.
By the way, this is interesting too because they did play a couple – they played a couple – oh, jeez. Looks like he's really enjoying it. He's like, oh, feels good, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there.
See, that's a bad meme. That's a bad
– Exactly.
That is a horrible freeze
for him.
Yes,
it's really not that good for Drake either, if you really think about it.
You like that.
Stop. That voice was weird. they played November 28th. Just gave you the details of that game. Steph didn't play. Draymond did not play. They wound up playing a couple of weeks after that, December 12th. Kawhi didn't play.
Oh, wow.
All right. And the Raptors won 113 to 93, and to my knowledge, all of the Warrior stars played. Steph played, Clay, Durant, and Draymond.
What was the final?
113-93.
Oh.
That's just one of those things you can't explain.
Ugh.
So all the Warrior stars play, and they get destroyed by 20, and Kawhi doesn't play.
What day was that?
It was December 12th. I'm not sure if it was. I don't know what day
that
was.
Something happened December 11th. Like somebody had a party.
Somebody had a party.
Somebody's birthday.
Something went down.
I mean, they didn't score 100 points.
I hear you. I was thinking the same thing. Scott's in San Antonio. Scott is on Tiki and Tierney. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm real good. Thank you. Outstanding show, guys. Really love listening to y'all.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott.
What you got for us?
All right. So what I want to say is a couple of points. Just furious. I'm a longtime Spurs fan watching George Iceman back in the Hemisphere Arena.
Going back to the 70s, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So I'm furious with Popovich and R.C. Buford. How in the world do you keep LaMarcus Aldridge and get rid of Kawhi, who's the best, without a doubt, the best two-way player in the league today.
Scott, simple.
Both ends.
Simple. Kawhi didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to explain.
He didn't want to be there, Scott. And I think one of the primary principles in business is to remove people who aren't interested in being there. It just it ruins not just their productivity, but it creates like a staleness and like a tenseness for the people around.
Yeah.
The other one, you know what I mean? So I hear you.
It's a shame.
Hear you.
It's a shame because you think about like what Pop was building there. You need a piece to build upon, like just to stack upon. Kawhi was the next piece. Like the old pieces were getting old.
Decaying.
Getting old. And Kawhi, this thing could have extended. This thing could have kept going for another decade, it feels like.
I know.
If Kawhi hadn't fallen out with Pop and the organization. But I can understand why San Antonio Spurs fans were pissed off about that.
At Kawhi or at Pop?
At both.
At the situation.
Because it didn't make any sense. It really didn't. I remember when we talked about it last year. It's like, why is this happening? Like, just pick up the phone. Have a conversation. Go have a beer or something.
I hear you.
And they never worked it out. We all know what happened.
I wonder if that's, you know, that. And Pop is absolved because he's so great.
Yeah, of course.
But I wonder if he was just really maybe for the first time unable to suppress his own ego. Like, if his own ego and power play
probably
got in the way to the detriment of the team.
There's probably something to that.
Maybe. Inbounds, out of bounds, coming up. Hour two, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.